come over here, please? We were told earlier that you and Mary were in a car accident. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And Mary's
yep.
in the hospital right now.
She got airlifted to Vegas yesterday.
And
is she?
Was airlifted to Vegas yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. So good thing we know the word concerning
yep.
this. Good thing we know what Jesus has told us. And good thing you guys have been taught the word, hallelujah, and can stand on that. And we're not going to let fear get in the way, just like Jesus when he looked at the man that was in Mark 5. I can't remember who it was, Mark 5, the man that looked at Jesus and he said, only believe, only believe. So, yes,
yeah.
yes, Jairus, thank you. He said, only believe, because fear tried to come in, and you're gonna do what Jesus said, you're only going to believe, hallelujah. So, we have
yeah.
a cloth here, it does have some anointing oil on
yeah.
there, we're going to pray over that.
Yeah, am I on? Can you hear me? Is my pack on? It is on? Hello? All right, amen. All right, if you got your Bibles, turn real fast to Matthew 18, please. Chapter 18, verse 19. You can pull it up in the King James if you want, ma'am. It says, again, I say unto you, that if what? Is there two of us here?
Yes, sir.
If two of you shall do what?
Agree.
On where?
Earth.
As touching what?
Anything.
That they shall what?
Ask.
It shall be done for who?
Them.
For them
yes.
that believe, that are in agreement.
Yes.
That are in agreement, correct?
Yes.
It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Yeah.
So there's more than two of us here. So we're going to stand in agreement, right?
Yes.
If it's hard for you to believe, just stay in neutral.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't talk against it.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. If you can't say faith things about it, then just don't speak about it. That's the best thing to do it. Best way. Amen. So, Father God, we do come to your throne room right now in the name of Jesus, and we're standing in agreement with everybody here for her healing. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, from this moment forward, her body will begin to recuperate and will begin to function how you designed it to function. And it will move and everything will operate inside of it the way you designed it to. And so we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody that's in agreement with it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give that to her, please. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. If y'all need anything, let us know. All right. Amen. I don't know why I'm. Oh, I'm preaching. Never mind. We're back. Man. Yeah. Amen. Turn over to Hebrews 11, please. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about faith because it's a great, great thing to cover.
Amen.
And if you ever get to scripture and go, I know that, you're in a bad place to be.
Yes.
Because now you're saying that you pretty much know more than everybody else, including God.
Yeah.
Moving along. All right. So everybody's at Hebrews 11?
Yes.
I'll turn there too, my bad. Hebrews 11, 1. When is faith?
Now.
Amen. When is faith?
Now.
If it isn't now, it isn't faith, right?
Amen.
Amen. Now faith is the what? Of things, what? The evidence. Amen. The evidence of what? The evidence of what?
Things not seen.
Now faith is. Now faith is. It is.
Amen.
The substance.
Yes.
The substance of things hoped for. Then the Moffat, y'all know it says, it is the title deed.
Yes.
It's the title deed. That means it belongs to you.
Yes,
it's exactly what it means, right?
Yes,
and then the Weymouth. Says, now faith is a well-grounded assurance.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now faith is a well-grounded assurance.
Amen.
So whenever somebody tells you that that's too big, tell them, I'm in a well-grounded assurance.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not telling you to get out beyond your faith.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody needs to know where their faith is.
Yes.
And a great way to tell that, once you start getting irritable,
yes,
once you lose your joy, you're out of your measure of faith.
That's right. Amen.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Whenever you're believing for something,
yeah,
or whatever, and it's just kind of upsetting you a little bit, you're out of your measure of faith.
Yes. Amen.
Either you're out of your measure of faith or you haven't been feeding your faith. Amen. Because we all know, we've heard it before, we all know that how do we use faith every single day?
Yes.
So then how do you get more faith? Say
the word of God.
Amen. Because faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the what?
The word of God.
So where does faith come from?
The word of God.
The word of God. So if I'm neglecting feeding my faith, and then I'm getting into situations and I'm getting upset, this faith stuff just ain't working. No, it's working. It's working just like it's supposed to.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's working just like God designed it to work.
Yes.
Amen. Because once we get faith, if we're there and that's it, then we really wouldn't be relying on God anymore.
Right.
Would we? Because if once you get faith, if that's it, I got all the faith now. Would you be in the Word ever again?
No.
Would you study the Word ever again?
No.
Because that's just some human nature, right?
Amen.
Never mind. Amen. All right, we'll pray. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for your Word this evening. We thank you, Father God, just like we fed our natural man, now we're going to feed our spirit man. We're going to feed our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to feed our faith on the Word. Holy Ghost, sir, we thank you for unveiling and revealing truths to us this evening. And I thank you, Father God, not my will, but your will be done this evening. Not what I want to say, but what you have, not only for this congregation, but also for myself. And I thank you for it, Father God, in advance. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
So then faith is what?
Substance.
It is now and it is the substance. So can I pray in faith about something and then as soon as I say amen, a few minutes later, start talking against exactly what I just said? Well, you know, I know I'm believing God for the money, but I don't know where it's going to come from and this bill is due tomorrow. You know I'm believing for healing, but man, that she's just not doing well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Amen. Faith answers every symptom and every doubt.
Amen.
Faith answers every symptom and every doubt. Amen.
Amen.
Turn over to the 2 Corinthians, please, 5:7. We have the easy read? I don't think we do. Steve says we do.
ERV.
Yep. So if you don't have it, throw something at Steve. He likes donuts. Second Corinthians 5:7. Yes, ma'am. Thank y'all for putting up with me. Y'all do a great job, Miss Diane. You really do. We live by what we what?
Believe will happen. Not by what we can see.
Amen.
Amen.
So we live by what we believe will happen, not by what? But why am I sick and staying sick? Because you believe that that will continually happen. Because you haven't fed your spirit man on the word of God concerning healing scriptures. And so we continue to believe, however our situation is, it's going to stay the same and probably won't change because it's a big deal. I've been living like this for years.
Amen.
We live by what we believe will happen, not by what we can see. Next, please. But on the flip side, amen. We believe by what? Go back to verse 7, please. We live by what we what?
Believe
will happen. Hallelujah. I will get another house.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah. I will pay all of my debt off.
Amen.
With the help of God. Amen. Not myself.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I will live in divine health.
Yes,
amen. Amen. See, we live by what we believe.
Yes.
Amen. Next verse, please. So I say that we have confidence. Say confidence.
Confidence.
And we really want to be away from this body and be at home where?
With the Lord.
Amen. I looked up that, I didn't write it down, did I? Some people's kids. the confidence, I looked it up, wrote. I did write something down here. So I looked up like losing confidence or loss of confidence and stuff. And some of the things were like thinking you don't deserve it.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Focusing on the negatives.
Yes, sir.
And saying negative things about your situation.
Yes, sir.
Saying negative things about your situation. That's how you lose confidence. Confidence in what? In the Word. Because the Word is God, isn't it? Are we sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how do we gain confidence then? From the Word.
Yes.
From the Word.
Amen.
You ever played a sport or anything? You ever done anything that you wasn't real good at, and at first you were like, I don't know if I want to do this or not.
Yes, sir.
But then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're just, man, you just all over it. What happened? Now you're like, son, let's get it. So another thing pops up somewhere in town. You don't show up late or shy or nothing. You go through the front door first one.
Amen.
Why? Because your confidence in that has been built up so much to where you're like, this is it. I know that I can do this. It's nothing. No, I ain't got to worry about nothing. I've done it before.
Yes, sir.
See, the same thing with faith. I don't know why a lot of times, you know, we hear people getting houses and paying off houses, vehicles, stuff like that. That is excellent. But everybody starts off with faith somewhere. It's like climbing a ladder. Everybody doesn't start at the top of a ladder. You just don't. Amen.
Yes,
everybody starts at the bottom and continue moves,
yes.
Right? So why try to start believing God for $1 million when we can't believe God for 100 yet?
Yes.
Let's back up a little bit, start building that confidence up.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Well, it's only $1. Yeah, but we're exercising our faith and we're growing in it. That way we can continually grow our faith every single day. And it doesn't seem like an obstacle all the time. Well, that didn't come to pass again. Well, just back up a little bit. Start working your faith on little things to grow it up. Just like a bodybuilder. Bodybuilders don't just start off just huge. They start off like Isaac. I'm just playing Isaac. I'm sorry. As soon as I started talking about bodybuilders, I was like, Isaac, I'm sorry. I apologize. You're big. You're all swole. Moving along. I don't want to take away your confidence. I'm just messing with you. But we got to build our confidence up, right? If you can't believe for $100, start at $20. If you can't believe for $20, start at $5.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just start somewhere, not up here. Start somewhere here and start moving forward with it. Amen. If you can't believe for your total healing, start believing God that whenever you take an aspirin, just say, thank you, God, I am healed. And I thank you, God, this medication or whatever it is that I have to take, it is doing what it's designed to do. And I will not have any side effects from it. And so you'll just continue to do that. Y'all remember like with Brother Hagin, whenever he went to minister, and that one guy, he had diabetes. And Brother Hagin said, well, while you're in my presence, he said, I can't take authority over you or over your life because it's your life. He said, but while you're in my atmosphere, while you're in my presence, I can take authority over that diabetes. And so he took authority over it, and that guy just didn't believe it. The minister didn't believe it, so he started eating cake every single night. Every night. Then he'd eat two pieces of cake just to try to make his blood sugar move. He'd wake up and do the test, would not register one time at all. He ended up talking to Brother Hagin a few weeks later. He said, you know, it was 2 weeks after you left that my blood sugar started registering.
Yes, amen.
To know your authority and to walk in it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we got to definitely just start somewhere. But that going back to that guy, he started saying, thank you, God, I'm healed of this diabetes. It might have took him a year.
Yeah.
He healed from it, though.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen. It was healed. Yeah. He was all the way healed. Who cares if it took a year?
Yeah, right.
Is he healed or not?
Yes, sir.
Amen. See, sometimes we start looking at these things. Man, that might take 5 years. Who cares? What else are we doing? What else we got to do? Feed our faith and continue believing. Amen. But we can't continue believing if we ain't feeding our faith. If you got $50, if I had $50, well, I got a 10. I got $10 in my pocket. If I give that to Chelsea... Do I have $10 in my pocket still? What do I have to do? I'm going to have to replenish that $10. Ain't I? I'm going to have to do something to replenish that I had. Just like faith, whenever you use your faith every day. You should. You should, because without faith, it's what? Impossible. To do what? So are we pleasing God or not? If I'm not replenishing my faith every day. If I'm not replenishing my faith every day. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? Do we have the living? By any chance? Here, I don't think we have it. I got the living right here. Just the living, not the new living, but the living. Oh, nice. You was wrong, Steve. You was wrong. Just want everybody to know, listening, Steve was wrong. No, I'm joking. There is a first time for everything, yes. Amen. So we know these things are true by what?
Believing.
And not by what?
Seeing.
Why do some people just constantly make decisions or start believing when they're seeing? Like they won't step out in faith. Amen. A lot of times it's just because we haven't fed our faith. Or we just kind of going like Thomas did. He said... Because number one, Thomas saw Jesus crucified. So he saw the nails in his hand. He saw him killing. And he said, I won't believe it unless I can see Jesus. Right? The Thomas faith, that's what they call it. Amen. Or they can call it us faith. Because why are we trying to put it off on Thomas when some of us believe like that? Not us, amen. Because we're continually growing our faith in the Word. Amen. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what? Amen. this should really just answer a whole lot of questions for us.
Yes.
Amen. Because if we're getting touchy about some stuff, obviously we're outside our measure of faith, or we're not replenishing our faith.
Amen.
If we've been Christians for a long time, sometimes we get a little lazy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We get a little lazy and what's the word? Complacent. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We get a little complacent. We're like, well, you know, I've been a Christian for a while. I should be good for a little bit. I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth said, if you wait to get faith when you need faith, you're too late.
Yeah.
Amen. It's better to go after something whenever, like if I'm going to go buy a house, it's better to have the money for the house instead of going into the house going, I hope I can get some money real fast. I told them I was going to buy it. Amen. Turn over to Joshua, please. 1:8. Amen. This book of the law, what book?
Bible.
Word of God. Say word of God.
Word of God.
Amen. You're right. Yes, the word of God. This book or the word of God of the law shall not depart where?
Out
of your spouse's mouth?
No.
Out of your best friend's mouth?
No.
Out of your family's mouth?
No.
Whose mouth?
My
mouth. Say my mouth. So if it's departed out of my mouth, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt what?
Meditate
therein day and night. That thou mayest observe to do what? To all that is written therein. Amen. For then.
Amen.
I love it says, for then. So if you do what he just said,
for then.
Thou shalt make thy way what?
Prosperous.
I love that it doesn't say God will.
Yeah.
It doesn't say God's going to make your way prosperous. It says you will. Why? Because now you're understanding what the word of God will do. Now you're understanding the character of God. And you're understanding what belongs to you as a child, as an heir. And so now whenever Satan tries to come up and tell you that doesn't belong to you, you know with confidence, this is mine. I'm a joint heir of the God. God is my dad. This belongs to me according to the word of God. And so now nobody or no one can talk you out of what belongs to you.
Amen.
Why? Because we got into the word and found out what belongs to me. Amen. It's like getting a will and then not looking at it at all. Just putting it up on a shelf, going, man. And then every time somebody comes over, go, hey, look at that. Guess how many things belong to me?
Right.
Well, what belongs to you? Well, I'm not sure, but I know it's in that will.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Yep.
That's right.
They'd probably look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
All right. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Amen. And then thou shalt what? Another translation says, then thou shalt deal wisely in the affairs of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Romans 4, please. Romans 4 about verse 18. Do we have... We don't have the Phillips. I already know. Never mind. Do we have a Phillips? Ah, thank you. On my back? Is it not going through? Does it? 10:4. Don't thank me, thank your recruiter. Where was I going? Phillips. Amen. So the Phillips, Romans 4, 18 through 20, right? Phillips, well, let me say this first. Faith stands at all cost.
Yes.
Amen.
Faith stands at all cost. Amen. So the Phillips, it says, verse 18, it says, Abraham, when hope was dead within him. When hope was dead within him. Went on hoping in faith. What made that possible? What made that possible?
Faith.
Faith in God. Because now he's understanding God and how God operates and who God is. Believing, well, I'll start over. Abraham, when hope was dead within him, went on hoping in faith, believing that he would become the father of many nations. He relied on the word of God, which definitely referred to your descendants. Amen. When verse 19 now, when with undaunted faith, with undaunted faith, he looked at the facts, his own impotence. He was practically 100 years old at the time, and his wife Sarah's apparent barrenness, yet he refused. Yet he refused to allow any distrust of a defiant pronouncement. We'll see. That word.
Pronouncement.
Yeah, look at me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Not me. Pronouncement of God to make him waver. He drew strength from his faith. You don't know why some Christians walk around weak? He drew strength from his faith.
Amen.
You want to know why some people walk around weak looking and defeated?
Amen.
He drew strength from his faith. And while giving the glory to God, remained absolutely convinced that God was able to implement his own promise.
Amen.
This was the faith which was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. Undaunted, I looked it up, and it means not subdued or depressed by fear. Not subdued or depressed by fear. Amen. Not subdued or depressed by fear.
Amen.
Because let's be honest, it might have been a little depressing.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the father of many nations. We're too old, Sarah. We just, you know. Then you start feeling sorry for yourself.
Come on now. Amen.
Well, man, I've been believing God for this for a long time. Okay. Continue forward. Why stop now? Especially if you've already been believing that long.
Yes. Amen.
Why stop?
Yes.
He didn't allow depression to talk him out of what God told him belonged to him.
Amen.
Because that does happen.
Yes.
Depression will try to come along and just make you feel so sorry about yourself, feel bad about, well, you can't do nothing, you're nobody, look at you. And then if we start agreeing with it, you know, I can't do nothing, you know, I am sick all the time, or I can't pay my bills. If we start agreeing with it, you think we're going to walk around happy?
No.
And the joy of the Lord is also our what?
Amen.
So if depression can get in, he obviously knows that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if depression is allowed in, then are we already defeated?
Yes.
The answer would be yes. Amen. Yes, I agree.
Amen.
Another one was, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Amen. Undaunted, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Amen. But he didn't allow any of that to move him.
Amen.
Undaunted means it doesn't look like it's going to happen. What do you mean I can own a few houses? What do you mean I can be a millionaire? Y'all remember Bishop Oedipo? We showed it here.
Yes.
And where was that at?
Africa.
In Africa, in Nigeria.
Yes.
$250 million for a church.
Yes.
And they did it in 1 year.
Yeah.
And this is in Nigeria, Africa.
Yes.
The jungle. The literal jungle. I heard one minister said, you can drop me off in the jungle, and by the time you get back home, I'll be rich.
Amen.
Why? Because he understood what the blessing was.
Yes.
He understood what belonged to him again.
Amen.
You know, and it's always good, and it gets us fired up, but we got to make sure we're staying in the Word, not just get fired up listening to the testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
We got to make sure we're doing our part getting into the Word of God and seeing what belongs to us. Look, because you can't have faith for what belongs to her.
Amen.
Amen. It'll inspire our faith.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But we got to feed our faith on the Word,
yes,
right?
Sir. Amen.
Amen. So I wonder what went on with them building that church. You know, and it seated 50,000 people and they had five or seven? How many? Five services a day. And they had overflow outside with 50,000 other chairs.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Yes, he is. But and also, he's not a respecter of person.
Amen.
And so if I just start moving in faith forwards.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And just continually feed my faith on the Word.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Distrust, I looked that up. It means to doubt, to suspect, not to be real. To suspect, not to be real. And then another one is loss of confidence.
Yes.
Loss of confidence. And why? You know, especially when you start seeing everything that belongs to us. And how, amen, okay. Let's go to the, I'm going to read it to you out of the Weymouth real fast. Let me get over there. Where are we at? Romans. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So that the promise should be made sure to all Abraham's true descendants, not merely to those who are righteous through the law, but to those who are righteous through a faith like that of Abraham. Thus is the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and makes references of things that do not exist as though they did. Abraham is the forefather of all of us. As it is written, I have appointed you to be the forefather of many nations under utterly hopeless circumstances.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Under utterly hopeless circumstances. He hopefully believed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that he might become the forefather of many nations, in agreement with the words, equally numerous shall your posterity be. And without growing weak in faith. How do you not grow weak in faith?
Stay in the Word.
Amen. Yes, you have to stay in the Word. But, you know, you're eating up my time. Look, it's either you can read or not read.
Yeah.
The choice is yours, not mine. Amen?
Amen.
I have to make that decision just like everybody else has to make the decision. I can't come over to your house and read to you. I could, but, I mean, it's going to be a late night. And, you know, I don't know about that. We can do it a couple nights, but not every day. So, yes, I'll come over, Earl, and read to you. You're welcome. And without growing weak in faith, he could contemplate his own vital powers, which had now decayed, for he was nearly 100 years old in Sarah's barrenness. Nor did he, in unbelief, stagger at God's promise.
Amen.
But became mighty in faith, giving glory to God, and being absolutely certain, and being absolutely certain. A lot of times we release faith too fast. Amen. A lot of times we release faith too fast. Amen. We need to get into the Word and build our faith up on whatever we're about to release our faith for.
Amen.
That way, whenever we're ready, we can release it.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. It's like healing. If it's an emergency, yes, pray right then. But if it's not an emergency, build your faith up on whatever that is. Get into the Word and find scriptures going, talking about whatever you're believing God for. And stay in them. Stay in them. Continually read them every day. Every day. Y'all remember Brother Hagin did that with his daughter. Remember, she had the growth on her head, and he didn't pray about it. He didn't. He said, I just got into the Word and looked up healing scriptures. He said, I read healing scriptures for an hour. I meditated the Word for an hour, and I went to sleep for 2 hours. And I woke back up, and I started it over again. He said, and then once that confidence was built up in me, the faith was built up in me, he said, I prayed and released my faith for it. Amen. And it came to pass. See, if we start doing it like that instead of all the time just wanting to throw our faith at stuff. Yeah. See, we're a lot of times people are just throwing their faith at a lot of stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yes,
and they're not replenishing that faith.
Yes. Yes.
Get a little lazy, you know, which all of us do sometimes. All right? But we got to continually feed our faith. And a lot of times people's always coming up, hey, believe with me. Hey, believe with me. Look, I'm trying to believe for my stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that, I mean, I don't mind believing with people, being in agreement with people. But if they're just looking at me to carry it with all of my faith, I'm not going to be in agreement, as they want to say. I'm not going to do all the believing for you. Because there's things that I have to believe God for and use my faith for daily, especially the church.
Yes.
Amen. And then we still have a family and things going too.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So we got to make sure we're continually feeding our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to stop. It's 8 o'clock. Amen. Because, well, I've always got up early and started work early. So staying out real late was never my big deal. And then y'all heard Mom talk about if you keep people late, they tend not to come, because then it's hard for kids to go to sleep and all that stuff, right? And trust me, you start getting up about 4:30 every morning, you'll want to go to bed a little bit early as well. Amen. Amen. All right. So, yeah, we'll stop there. Maybe we'll finish. We'll see when God wants to. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word this evening. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to feed our faith in your word. And so I thank you, we will not just allow Satan to come immediately and steal it, but we'll continue to meditate on the word that we've received this evening. Father God, we'll continue to feed our faith on the word, and we won't allow Satan to come and steal it immediately. And we thank you for and praise you for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We are having